Vermont's dairy farms are truly a treasure. Not only do they produce important ag products, but a program called Cow Power has cows producing energy as well. Today's broadcast, sponsored by stjoemo.com. Log on and plan your trip today to St. Joseph, Missouri. The American Countryside returns after this. As the world searches for renewable energy sources, one of the best places to look may be right here in West Central Vermont.
Cow Power is probably the most reliable because you can count on your cows to provide fuel 24/7. With wind, you need to have wind. With solar, you need to have sun. Cows are pretty reliable.
Marie Audette, one of the family owners of Blue Spruce Dairy, is speaking of the manure her cows produce.
That manure used to go right into an outdoor lagoon where we would spread it. And when we would spread it, it would smell quite badly. It goes directly from our barns and our heifer facilities, piped right into it, a big, huge digester. And it kind of looks, for those of you who haven't seen one, like an in-ground swimming pool with a cover.
Manure moves through the digester over the course of about 3 weeks. The methane gas is captured and piped to fuel generators that produce energy.
Our 1,100 cows are providing energy to about 300 to 400 homes.
This is just one such farm that produces energy for Central Vermont Public Service, or CVPS. The idea of capturing methane from manure has been in use for several years. However, CVPS knew that dairy farms in Vermont would have difficulty raising the capital to buy a digester and make modifications to their practice.
Everyone knows that there's not a large margin on dairy. We wanted to manage our waste here on the farm, and we could see the environmental issues that were going to be coming down the road, and we knew that we would someday need to do something. And then when the utility had this idea, it said, you know what, I think that your neighbors and our customers are going to opt to help support a program like this.
The CVPS program is unique in that many of Marie's neighbors help local dairies to capture the methane and produce energy by volunteering to pay more for their electricity. We'll have the rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Bridport, Vermont, and brought to you by stjoemo.com. I'm Andrew McCrae.